Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 11. The scripture goes on and says, "But you," speaking to believers, "are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love for a helmet and the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." Here you see that, as Paul had said to us yesterday, that they and the them, that the day of wrath is coming for they and them, and they will not escape. And it's going to come upon them suddenly as labor pains upon a woman. He then goes on and he clarifies and he shows those of us who are in Christ, we're of the light. We're of the day. We're not of the darkness and the night. There's a difference between the church and the rest of the world. And then he says in verse 9, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, don't miss this, folks. When the tribulation period begins, the wrath of God is going to begin. The day of the Lord begins at the beginning of the tribulation period, culminating in the millennial kingdom. But the day of the Lord, and then the great day of the Lord, is when Jesus comes back and sets foot on this earth and sets up his kingdom on the earth. Listen, though, to what Jesus said. Listen to what Jesus said to the churches in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Now you say, "Wait a minute, Jim, wasn't that written to the church in Philadelphia?" Yes, but in each of these messages, Jesus says, "Hear what the Spirit says to the churches," plural. The message to each of these churches is also to us. Each of these specific churches is to us and to all the churches. And he says in Revelation 3:10, he says, "Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth." Jesus could not have been just writing to the church of Philadelphia about that, because all of these churches that he wrote to, all those people, because of time period history, have all died and have missed the tribulation period. He's writing to the churches that are alive today, believers who are alive today. And he's saying, "Look, because you've kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that's coming on the whole earth." We see here in 1 Thessalonians 5 that God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation. And so, folks, please understand there's a difference between the light and the darkness. We're children of the day, not of the night. Now, at the same time, then, that then begs this question. Can anybody see a difference between you and the rest of the world? I mean, it's one thing to say, "I'm of the light, and they're of the dark. I'm of the day, and they're of the night." Yeah, but is that noticeable? When you're in the workplace, do you tell the same kind of jokes everybody else does? Do you talk about the same things everybody else does? Is there a noticeable difference between you and the rest of the world? Is there a noticeable difference between you and your neighbors who don't know the Lord? Because that's one of the problems of the church today is we've wanted to be accepted by the world so bad that we've actually stopped shining as lights. We've actually stopped looking different because we didn't want to be different. We want to be blending in and we want to be relevant. And, it's sad, but it's one thing to say we're of the day and of the light and they're of the darkness and of the night. But can anybody see it? Folks, today's challenge is very simple. There is a difference between us and them, and there should be as a difference. And that's why Paul goes on and says, "But since we belong to the day, let's be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love for a helmet and hope of salvation." So we need to live righteously so the world, you know what? God might use you shining as a light to bring someone from the darkness to the light before that great and awful day that's coming on the world in the dark. Maybe the neighbors that see a difference in you will come to faith and they'll be spared the wrath to come as well. Allow the truth of who you are in Christ Jesus to be seen and let God do through you what he wants to accomplish using you as light in this world. Now, I look forward to sharing with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.